Internet radio is one area that Jackie and I were keen to talk about, and the reason for that is because of, a lack of accessible internet radios that I feel is a major problem. Now, of course, if you listen on a PC, Jackie, that's fine, but if you actually want a standalone internet radio, there's not a lot of choice out there, is there?
No, it's very difficult to actually go into a shop and say, please, could I have an internet radio off the shelf and take it home, get it out of the box, plug it in and start using it. You really do need sighted assistance. I know that Roberts do a few where you can use an app on your smartphone. Here we go with iPhones again, but you can. But if you just want to go into a shop and just buy a standard internet radio, you're really going to be struggling unless you've got a family member or somebody who can help you to set it up, because you need to put your Wi-Fi key in for a start. And then you need to be able to look for stations. And because there are thousands and thousands of them around the world, it's very difficult to actually have that kind of volume at your disposal. It's not like having a few presets. You can preset them, but it is quite involved. So the choices are either streaming from your iOS device, which a lot of people do, and that's fine, or get a specific internet radio that has TTS on it. And the only one that's currently doing the rounds that is a dedicated internet radio is the Sonata Plus from Wireless for the Blind Fund.
Now, for Chris, who's in the States, you know, the Sonata player, if you know what that is, Chris, do you?
I have not heard of this.
So it's incredible. Basically, it's... it's an odd-looking thing, Jackie, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a box, Chris, and on the top of it, it slopes downwards at the front and slightly raised at the back. It has a speaker on the top, and it has very few buttons on it. It's been designed with older people and those with perhaps dexterity problems as well. So it's got very few buttons and controls on it. But when you turn it on, you can now put your Wi-Fi key in, because it all talks to you. It has a very simple menu structure. You're allowed to go through, you know, you can choose what radio stations and stuff that you want on it. You do that by accessing a database on the computer. It's called Internet stationlist.net, and you go on there and you choose the genre and the radio station that you want from around the world, and when you turn your radio on, it's added to it for you. Or you can contact Wireless for the Blind and they will actually add the station if you're not able to do that yourself. So once you've got all your stations that you want to listen to on the Sonata, then you just go through them listening to the very simple menu with the TTS engine in, and you are then able to access it.
So it's just like tuning
really
a radio
good.
At that point.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But it all speaks.
You can also listen to podcasts, books. It's got Wikipedia on it. They're adding stuff to it all the time. Really, in my opinion, they'd be better not doing, because there are so few controls on it that it just makes navigating it quite difficult, actually. So, but they've added quite a lot of content to it now, and that's fine. You know, that's okay. But it is essentially an internet radio.
Yeah, and you know what's fascinating about this, and I had an interesting call this week from a listener called Graham who got in touch with us, and he said that he listens to us on Sonata. He listens to this program, either he listens to it when it's on air or he listens on the podcast, and he loves it. And he says, you know, it's great that he can access radio in that way. But what's fascinating about it is, you mentioned, you know, it can also play audiobooks, it can also play newspapers, magazines from the RNIB service. It has got some great potential. And actually, you know what? It's probably realising a lot of that potential, but it's a kind of an odd device in the sense that I hear the odd person talking about it, but I don't hear everyone talking about it. I kind of think it's almost, in a way, slightly revolutionary in what it's doing, because there is nothing else out there that will make that kind of content as available unless you've got a smartphone.
But, and there is a but, the reason for that is that for a lot of blind people, they are not eligible to get one on loan from Wireless for the Blind. If you receive benefits, you know, if you're in receipt of means-tested benefits in particular, then you can get one on permanent loan from them. But if you are in a situation where you have to pay for it yourself, it costs £350. Now, that might not sound a lot for what you're getting in one sense, but for a lot of people, that is quite, you know, an outlay. And I suppose if you compare what Sonata offers to what's available in the high street from a shop, you're getting an awful lot less, probably for an awful lot more money. And that's maybe the deterrent, you know, that puts people off.
Well, go ahead, Stephen.
I just think, you know, it's a really interesting device because, you know, in no way are we here to say it's something you should go out and buy, because it is a lot of money. I can't remember how much it is, but it's quite an expensive device.
£350.
£350, that's a lot of cash.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It is a lot of money.
It is a lot
for
of money.
For some people, it is, you know, quite prohibitive. So,
and that would make sense in the sense of I'm not hearing people talking about it as widely because perhaps, as you say, they just can't afford it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and I wonder, because we don't hear a whole lot about internet radios in general in the U.S., at least I don't. I know that there have been companies that have done that. And I know a blind person who had one and liked it. She did need some sighted assistance to set it up initially, but she could go in and add stations online. Sounds very similar to what you can do with the Sonata. But I wonder I wonder what the utility is for these things. I know, and I know Jackie was mentioning this earlier, because of you know, and saying that it maybe wasn't the easiest thing. But you have devices now like the Sonos devices. You have, I mean, the Amazon Echo, which I understand is not available to you guys yet. But the Amazon Echo, you can literally just say, play RNIB Connect Radio, and it will usually do it. Sometimes it has, you know, sometimes it has difficulty finding a station, and you have to go into its app and help it. And they need to work on that definitely. But you've got a device that can basically access the TuneIn radio database, and you just tell it what you want to listen to, and it will serve it to you. You've got the Sonos devices, which you either have to control by your computer or by your smartphone. So there is that. But, you know, as Jackie was mentioning, even with the Sonata, to get your favorite stations in, you've got to do something. You've either got to do it on the online, or you've got to interact with the folks who with Wireless for the Blind.
Yeah.
And also, you know, there is another side to this, which I think, you know, is key, and that is that you need internet. So the Sonata requires internet access, as does your smartphone, as does your computer. So if you have to kind of be on a path anyway to have one of those things that, you know, you need. If you've got internet, if you've bothered to put internet in your house, you've probably got some form of computer.
Yeah, and we can't assume, and this is quite interesting actually, because we can't really assume that everybody has internet, because they don't.
No, exactly.
I know that maybe sounds, you know, this is 2016, and that maybe sounds quite antiquated, but actually there are a lot of people out there who, for whatever reason, they've either chosen it by choice, or they live in an area that is really bad for internet accessibility. So we have to assume that not everybody wants or has internet. And in that case, you're really snookered, because if you don't have internet, you're not going to be able to use Sonata. It's just going to be like a box just sitting there, because it needs that. And obviously, okay, you can use your iPod or your iPhone if you've got a data plan, but certainly in the iPhone, but with the iPod, if you just had that, unless you had Wi-Fi, you wouldn't be able to listen to any of those programs and radio stations. So, you know, there are still people out there that don't have it.
And then you're in the same situation that I assume, or maybe you guys can tell me if I'm wrong about this, that the problem that we have over here is that if you don't have internet and you're looking for a lot of radio content, your only option is what we call over here HD radio or satellite radio, and those devices are not very accessible. There are a couple of accessible HD radios. Actually, I think there's only really one now that has a TTS on it. There is not a satellite radio that has TTS on it. If you want to use SiriusXM satellite radio over here in the States, then you're best off using their iPhone app, which they could make more accessible. But I mean, so your radio options get very limited all of a sudden if you don't have internet access, and that is a real problem. I don't know what's the status over there with digital radios.
Well, it's the same. It's the same. Yeah. I mean, we've got very few. I don't think there's any radios now that actually have got any kind of speech. There was one time a radio which was a pure Evoke, I think it was, Jackie.
That was a Sonos 1XT.
Oh, that's it. Yes, pure
by Pure. Yeah,
pure Sonos 1XT, and that had a TTS chip in it. So TTS, I should say, because we have had calls about this. What is TTS? It's text-to-speech. Mm-hmm. So this is where the device changes what, you know, you see as text into speech. And, you know, what's interesting about that is that was the one device that came out. We all thought, wow, it's changing. In fact, you know what? I'm going to go back in my words on that one, because it wasn't TTS, was it?
No, it was tagged.
It was tagged. So what that meant was that a radio station could change its name and it would never update. Or, you know, a new station could come on and it wouldn't change.
That's
so
right.
If whatever the station was called, so RNIB Connect Radio, you know, has recently changed its name from Insight Radio, it would still be Insight. And it would remain that way forever. It would never change over, no matter what we did. So that's a real problem. Going back to Graham's call I had with him earlier this week. He's a long-time listener, loves the show, and I really appreciate him getting in touch, as I appreciate everyone who gets in touch with the programme. It really is interesting, because he said something to me on the call which really stood out, and that was that he also had used the Pure Sonos 1XT, and he has now got the Sonata player. He said, "I'm just scared of technology. I'm scared of all this stuff." And, you know, it's an interesting comparison here. We've just talked for the last half hour about how much choice we've got when it comes to iPods and smartphones and tablets. You know, we've got all this choice out there. We've got all these devices and we can do all this stuff. And in the next half hour, we talk about internet radio, and suddenly the choice is limited to, lucky if it's one.